most of us take fonts for granted. Fonts as used for typefaces like Times New Roman, Calibri, Light, or Arial Bold. But fonts are important, particularly when you're trying to bring a native tongue like Cherokee into the digital age. Well, thanks to a passion of a Portland font designer, there's an app for that. And as Fred Bever reports, it can be an important tool for social change.
Roy Boney Jr. says the Cherokee tribes have a problem. As their elders die off, fewer and fewer young members are learning to read and write in their native tongue, and it's an endangered language. Even he is still working on it, and he's the manager of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma's language programs.
I'm learning to speak Cherokee, and I'm also learning to read and write the syllabary. Take care.
Did you notice that word? Syllabary. That's the Cherokee writing system invented by a tribe member named Sequoia 200 years ago. It has some 86 unique characters, each representing the sound of a particular Cherokee syllable. Some look similar to the Latin alphabet Western languages rely on, but others are unique. Loops and squiggles and little matrices unusual to the Western eye. And until recently, there have been few fonts available for printing texts in Cherokee, or more importantly these days, for texting and tweeting in the language. With Cherokee immersion schools established recently in Oklahoma and North Carolina, some tribe members were on the lookout for new fonts that would better represent the way they write their language. Enter Mark Jamra, a master type designer and professor at the Maine College of Art, who works out of a modest studio in downtown Portland.
I was really looking for something that was particularly meaningful.
Jamra says he'd grown weary with simply adding to the world's vast collection of Latin script fonts. Even the Slav Cyrillic script, or Asia's Japanese and Chinese ideograms, have been widely explored by the typeface set. But Cherokee offered a new challenge.
And just the learning that I went through, the amounts of things that I learned that I had never known before, it was just so gratifying. And then to know that you're designing something that's not one of tens of thousands of fonts, but something that really has or can have a tangible impact upon a language community.
The very first Cherokee font was cut by workers at a Boston foundry back when type was set in hot molds. And a version of that is available to use in Apple, Google, and Microsoft devices. But it's unwieldy, says Roy Boney, and sometimes just plain inaccurate. Boney says Jamra's design, it's called Foreus, provides a more flowing, elegant, and accurate version of the syllabary. It's unornamented, he says, closer to the way Cherokees write the language themselves.
It's similar to handwriting, so it has a bit of a flow to it. It's got a very nice curve design in it, and it's very pleasant to look at.
The Foreus font is finding its way into Cherokee culture through computer interfaces, texting apps, and a couple of children's books, Boney says. And in North Carolina, it's used in eye charts, helping Cherokee-speaking elders when they get an eye exam. The effort's success has inspired Jamra and his studio partner Neil Patel to look to other underserved languages in Africa.
We're developing a massive type system. It's kind of an insane project, but it's really also something that's going to break a lot of ground.
Jamra and Patel are developing new digital-friendly fonts for six different African writing systems and for numeral systems as well, some of which have been written for centuries, one for only decades. They say many African tongues have been overlooked by the digital world so far. They think their new fonts will become important social tools, helping to increase literacy, preserve cultural identity, and not least, facilitate online commerce. And it's a big niche. In contrast to the 10,000 or fewer Cherokee speakers they've served with the Foreus font, the new project has the potential to serve African language speakers who number more than 150 million. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.